This is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. For as long as people have lived in community together, they've been developing their own languages, customs, and art forms. For just as long, perhaps, people have tried to preserve those unique cultures by carrying forward traditional practices and crafts. My guest, Corey Murphy, does that through storytelling and folk music. He grew up in Oregon after his father joined the thousands of Irish people who immigrated to the state in the mid-19th and 20th centuries to work as cowboys or sheep herders. Corey's interest in his lineage was sparked when he was 15 by a visit to his father's birthplace in Ireland. Today, he studies, arranges, and performs songs related to the Irish diaspora into South Central Oregon. We talked in advance of his upcoming concert and heritage workshop, which he hopes will get people thinking about what he calls the fragility of culture.
My dad is from Newmarket, County Cork, in the southwest of Ireland. So they took me over there to meet the rest of my family, and that was a fantastic experience. But it was also kind of a formative age where I was, you know, a couple of years into playing music and interested in music, and the music culture in Ireland really drew me in. And so from that point, I knew I wanted to play Irish music of all kinds, traditional tunes, ballads, whatever it was, I wanted to be a part of it. And so as I've kind of been part of that world for the last part of my career, then I've been able to really get a different kind of understanding of the importance of singing these sorts of songs and playing this type of music. This is Mick Lucy's ballad. Mick Lucy was in Oregon, and he herded sheep for 8 years, and then he moved around a bit and settled in California, and he still got family back home in Ireland. January 1949, I first saw the Oregon plains. After 9 long days on board a ship, and then 5 more by train. When I first reached Klamath Falls, the ground was white with snow. My sad misfortune, it was 24 below.
And that was Mick Lucy's ballad performed by Corey Murphy. Tell us specifically what you've learned about people immigrating from Ireland into Oregon.
Yes, so my father came from Newmarket, and he went to Klamath Falls first, which is in Klamath County now. In times long gone by, it was part of Lake County, and that's in South Central Oregon. And he spent some time in Lakeview and worked for a ranch out there. And the Irish community in Lakeview is really strong. There are a ton of families of Irish descent in Lakeview. And so I always knew about the diaspora in Oregon because of my father, and he spent time in Lakeview. He worked out there, and he also spent time in Klamath Falls, where I grew up. And so being kind of around that, you always meet cousins who are from Ireland. So that was kind of my first exposure to the Irish community in my hometown. And as time went on, I learned more and more from talking with people. There is a fellow in Bly between Klamath Falls and Lakeview, small town. And this guy had come from where my dad came from, and I had never met him. But the stories he had of ranching and the stories he had of being back home in Ireland when he was a boy were just fascinating to me.
Corey's fascination made him study in depth the area where his father was from in the southwest of Ireland, a place called Slieve Lucra. It's at the intersection of the counties North Cork, Kerry, and Limerick, and it has a distinct musical style.
When we think of Irish music, we often think of jigs and reels and these kinds of very kind of, you know, if you're a musician, 6/8 time kind of tunes. But in Slieve Lucra, it's all polkas and slides. It's 2/4, 4/4, polkas and slides all day long. And the bowing style on the fiddle is completely different. There's a much heavier emphasis on the accordion. So it's wonderful that we've been able to preserve this kind of unique musical tradition in this part of Ireland because a lot of those regional traditions have been lost over the last century as kind of a result of how different Irish music organizations treated regional styles. Mm. So you'll find a lot of emphasis in kind of popular traditional music on Donegal styles or Sligo styles. But, you know, there are maybe, I'm just guessing, hundreds or dozens of regional styles that are distinct and unique that have been lost to time.
Well, you've prepared a few songs for us today. What else would you like to play for us?
Yeah, so I have a song called The Lonely Shepherd Boy, and it was written by Jerry C. Murphy of Kishkame in County Cork, which is very near to where my father was born. And I will tell you, the words to this circulated among the Irish community in paper form and were mailed back and forth, right?
I love it.
And that was how you kept a connection with back home. And the way I came about this song is the words were on my mom's bedroom wall. She had a framed copy of this poem, and somebody had given it to her. And she said, "Corey, will you make a song out of this?" And so I came across a tune that sounded correct, and I put the two together. I put the tune together, which is a traditional Irish tune called Lord Mayo, and I put the words to that tune. For me, to be able to sing these songs brings new life to it, because until I came along, you know, these words had not been sung before. And so we can add to that tradition and keep it alive.
Beautiful. Okay, here's Lonely Shepherd Boy, arranged by Corey Murphy.
My heart throbs quite merrily, my mind from care is free. As here beneath the pines I sleep, what trouble ne'er can see. I have no home to call my own to find when I won't try. I sleep beside the sheep at night, a lonely shepherd by. From the desert in the springtime, I trail o'er rocks and plain, and long to see the springs and trees of the mountains once again. In Harney I passed last winter's frost and thought of days gone by. I sleep beside the sheep at night, a lonely shepherd by.
If you're just joining us, this is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange, and that was Corey Murphy performing Lonely Shepherd Boy. It's one of many songs he's collected that are from and about the Irish diaspora into South Central Oregon. I'm Vanessa Finney, and I spoke with Corey about his upcoming heritage workshop in Klamath Falls called Music, Memory, and Migration. Here's Corey discussing how attendees can participate.
So in the workshop, it's not so much focused on singing the songs, right? You can do that later. I'm going to have a concert after the workshop. But during the workshop, participants will start out by physically putting a pin on the map of where their ancestors are from. And so what does that mean exactly? How do you decide which ancestor, right, gets a pin and which ones don't? And that's a question of in its of itself. But for example, I would put a pin on Klamath Falls, and I would put a pin on County Cork in Ireland, where my dad is from. And you might not know, and that's really interesting as well. You know, a lot of people in the United States say, "Oh, we, you know, my ancestors are Irish. I have Irish heritage," but they don't know exactly where, right? Or maybe they've done some research and they kind of have an idea. But to be able to say, "I am from this pinpointed spot on the map," I think is valuable to know.
Hmm. So part of your workshop will be getting people to just think about these ideas, which in itself, just through thinking about it, will connect us more to our heritage.
Exactly. It's something we don't think about often enough. And if we think about it, then we can better understand our place in the world, and we can better understand how the cultural traditions that we have as immigrants are related to, separate, and distinct from the cultural traditions of modern Ireland.
Let's hear one more song This is called Billy O'Keefe's Ballad. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is kind of a fun song, and I got the words from Billy O'Keefe's daughters, and they still live back in Ireland. And Billy O'Keefe went to Lakeview, Oregon as a sheep herder in the 1920s, and he came back to Ireland. So he made his money, or more likely didn't. most of the folks who came over in search of riches were lucky enough to make enough to get back home. Billy O'Keefe came back, and he recited this for the rest of his life. And I should also mention Ben Walsh, who passed away recently, but informed me on the melody of this song. So there's a melody that goes with it, and I believe it's more modern. It's, if you're familiar with kind of Irish ballads, you'll pick up on it right away. But I had the words, but I didn't have the melody. And so that was a bit of a puzzle to figure out.
It sounds like a real collaboration when you're putting these songs together.
It is. It's a collaboration, and there's a real kind of method and reverence for music that has to go into it. You know, sometimes people ask me, oh, do you play covers? And I think that kind of concept doesn't necessarily translate to the kind of music I'm playing, because we sing other people's songs, and we do so in a way that kind of honors them and involves an exchange of culture and music, and there's a relationship, and that relationship is what's key. The traditional music exists for a reason, and there was somebody who said traditions only exist as long as there's a purpose for the tradition. So what is the purpose for this kind of music? It's to carry on kind of the tradition, right? But that's a circular argument.
Right.
And so the real kind of meaning in doing this kind of work, in carrying on these songs and singing them and putting them together and bringing them back from the past, is to preserve those relationships. Because a song given to you by somebody else is more an indication of a particular relationship between you and the person who gave you the song than it is some sort of, you know, indicator of the song itself.
One balmy summer's evening in the merry month of May, I rode along my bronco where footsteps seldom stray. My rifle from my saddle strap quite carelessly hung down as I passed by Warner Valley going into Lakeview Town. As I passed by Warner Valley, 'twas lonely and defiled, until I came to Valley Falls, a town within a mile. I heard two girls conversing as slowly I passed by. One of them loved a farmer's son and the other a shepherd boy. Well, the one who loved the farmer's son, these words I heard her say. The reason why I love him, it's home with me he'll stay. He'll stay at home all winter long, to the desert he'll not go. And back early in the spring, his crops to till and his plants to sow. Well, if, replied the other maid, and what you say be true, I'll never marry a shepherd boy or a thickhead buckaroo. To try and find a farmer's son, I'll do the best I can, but if choice should call before them all, let him be an Irishman.
I love it. Corey, thank you for joining us today. Where can we hear more of your music?
Yeah, so I have a website, irishfolksinger.com. And you can find my music there and upcoming gigs. I'm also on Facebook, of course, and those sorts of things.
Wonderful. Corey Murphy will hold his free concert and workshop on music, memory, and migration on July 13th at the Shaw Historical Library in Klamath Falls. You can learn more and sign up at OregonHumanities.org. I'm Vanessa Finney, and you've been listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. You can hear more episodes at jeffexchange.org or wherever you get your podcasts.